Southwark Mews, Thursday, August 16th, 2012. Proposed Thames Link train service cuts will be devastating to commuters. South London could be left isolated and cut off. Proposed cuts to Thames Link train services will be devastating for hundreds of thousands of residents and commuters, a passenger group has warned. The service through Herne Hill, Elephant and Castle and Blackfriars into central London faces the axe from 2013 as part of a shake-up of the network. Local politicians have also expressed concerns about the plans, saying that South London could be isolated and cut off. The plans come on top of the cuts to services on the South London line between London Bridge and Victoria in December this year. The Department of Transport, DfT, says that no decisions have yet been made. A consultation is underway and due to close on August 23rd. But a group of Southwark commuters who rely on the service are urging residents to lodge their objections before it's too late. Local resident Charlotte Collins-White, a partner in a PR firm based in Farringdon who uses the line, said, "I know a lot of local residents are unhappy that there are plans to stop this service. This is devastating for the hundreds of thousands of residents and commuters who have made significant financial and personal commitments to live by the Thames Link, Wimbledon Loop line, precisely because it takes them directly into central London, particularly Farringdon, St Pancras and City Thames Link. There's been little official communication and consequently there's not much time, but we are asking everyone to respond to the consultation by emailing their objections to thameslink@dft.gsi.gov.uk before the consultation closes at 5 p.m. on August 23rd, 2012. A public meeting is due to be held tonight, Thursday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Hideaway Jazz Club in Streatham, at which a Department of Transport official will speak. The Thames Link line is undergoing significant changes, including the rebuilding of London Bridge Station, as part of the government's £6 billion investment programme. The DfT's consultation documents state that 8 Wimbledon Loop trains a day could be terminated at Blackfriars to prevent conflicts with other trains and thus a threat to punctuality. A spokesperson for the DfT said, "No changes have been decided, and that is the purpose of the consultation. If people have concerns, we would encourage them to let us know their views." To view the consultation documents, visit www.dft.gov.uk/consultations. Email responses to thameslink@dft.gsi.gov.uk before 5 p.m. on August 23rd.